Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, May 4th, 2023. And on today's episode, I want to talk about the passing of my kid's grandmother. We talking about Grandma Helen. And we talking about, you know, what it means when you lose somebody special. We're going to get into like what it means, how to deal with it, and what's the best thing that we could do moving forward when we lose somebody like this. So on today's show, we be digging in on a deep subject. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Another week, you know what I'm saying? Another week, another episode of the Slackers Talk. I'm glad to be here. I feel blessed as always. I want to thank y'all, you know, for rocking with me. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. And on today's show, before we dive deep into the loss of a loved one, I just want to make some quick positive announcements. Like I said earlier, man, it's a blessing here on the Slackers Talk podcast to get a chance to chop it up with y'all, man, each and every week. And I'm proud to announce, man, we keep doing big things over here, man, setting records, man, and taking the show to new heights. I'm proud to announce, like, later this year, you know, we'll be hitting our 100th episode, man. You know what I'm saying? Can you believe it? I mean, it's like yesterday when we first got started, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll be getting on episode 100, you know, up here shortly, man. This is episode 93. We should be hitting that mark, you know, sometime in July. You know what I mean? I'm excited, man. Like I said, it's all because of y'all. You know, I want to thank my day ones. Even my brand new people that just came in here, man. I want to say thanks to them, too, you know what I'm saying, for making the show what it is, man. 100 episode, man. We should be hitting that mark in July. And that's a milestone, you know what I'm saying? The first podcast on the Vision Live Network to approach that mark, you know what I'm saying? We creating history. We making history right here on the Slackers Talk. And I just want to say I appreciate that. And I hope to have something special on that day. Now, in addition, man, you know, I plan, you know, I go on break twice a year, you know what I'm saying? My mid-year break is approaching. I plan to do, you know, one more episode, and, you know, the general plan is, you know, these things change, you know, like I tell y'all all the time, you know, but the general plan is for the last 2 weeks of this month and the first 2 weeks of June, you know, I'll be taking off the Slackers Talk podcast, but, you know, y'all can catch me on social media. I'll still be doing, you know, my Slackers Talk question of the week. I'll still be giving you the classic films of the week, you know. Of course, if anything come up, you know, I'll do an emergency episode as usual. You know, you can probably catch me on the Sports Core Network as well. A lot is happening right now. We just had the NFL draft. I hope, you know, whoever your team is, man, I hope you got the player that you wanted. Y'all was able to upgrade, you know what I'm saying? There's no hating over here. You know, I'm a Jet fan, so, you know, we recently got Aaron Rodgers, so to me, you know, I couldn't lose, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's whatever, you know, as long as Aaron Rodgers is in the building, I'm good, you know? But, yeah, that's the plan, you know. I'm going to do one more episode this month, take a break the last 2 weeks of May, and also the first 2 weeks of June, and we come back, you know, we come back mid-June, and we do it all over again, man, till we get to that 100th episode, you know? We're going to celebrate, you know what I'm saying? I haven't gotten anything yet, but I plan to have, you know, something special for y'all, man. I plan on doing it big, man. We talking guests and the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? So just be prepared for that. Also, you know, tomorrow's going to be a special day for me. You know what I'm saying? As you know, a lot of my players are committing to the colleges. You know, the college they want to go to. Their next level destination. You know, things of that nature. Very exciting times. And I'm proud to announce that tomorrow, around noon, I believe, my son would be committing to the college of his choice. You know what I'm saying? One of the schools that he got offered. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm not sure. He hasn't shared that information with me yet. You know, I asked them to, you know, let me know right beforehand so I could talk to him about it. And, you know, just make sure that's the right decision for him. You know, make sure all the way across the board, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, like, you know, it's the right decision for basketball reasons and in the classroom. You know what I'm saying? That's important, too. And maybe that's what we talk about next week, you know what I'm saying? How to go about making your college decision. You know, maybe we get into that. That sounds like a good idea. On behalf of the Vision Live Network, you know, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Chit Chat Podcast. You know that? Y'all been supporting. Y'all been tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Very happy with the numbers. Like I said, you know, I know y'all love it. Angelique Everett has a lot of information to offer. You know, a lot of guests. A lot of important people. People that you need to know about. So thank y'all for tuning in and continue tuning in each and every Saturday at 3 p.m. The Chit Chat Podcast hosted by Angelique Everett. Let's get it. Moving on to our social media portion of the episode. I got yet another banger, man. This week on the Slackest Talk question of the week, I asked y'all who is the greatest singer. And this is one, you know, this question is more for old school, you know what I'm saying? It's for everybody, you know what I mean? I figure, like, if you're a music fan, man, you know the 90s, you know the 2000s, you know every era, you know what I'm saying? Music, good music is good music, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of era, regardless of genre and all that good stuff, good music is good music. And this week, I asked you, who is the greatest singer? And the nominees are Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, and Chaka Khan. As you can see, man, four legends, four Hall of Famers, four people that when one of their songs come on, you automatically know who they are off top. You can't confuse them with anybody. And we talking about, I want to put the emphasis on the word singer. Because, you know, let's be honest, in the music game, you got people that sell because of how they look. You got people that sell because they're popular. You got people that sell because of their personality and, you know, even things that they do outside of music. But I'm talking about, with all four of these, man, we talking about singing. You know what I'm saying? Who's the best singer? You know what I'm saying? Who has the best voice? This doesn't necessarily have nothing to do with record sales, you know, popularity and all that. You know what I'm saying? The emphasis is on the word singer. Like, who's the best singer? You know what I'm saying? Who can sing the best songs? You know, who has the best voice? You know, that type of thing. And again, man, like every week, you know what I'm saying? This is another tough one. You know what I'm saying? Now, Chaka Khan is a little bit, you know, in the era before the other three, before Janet, before Whitney, before Mariah Carey. You know what I'm saying? I put that in there, you know, for even the older, you know, the oldest of the old school. You know what I'm saying? To add a little flavor to it. You know? Now, like I said, all four could sing. All four are Hall of Famers. All four could, like, hit different notes and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Good, great voices. Unique. All four beautiful women, the whole nine yards, man. And record sales, too, even though it's not based on sales, you know what I'm saying? Complete package, you know? Now, as far as y'all, the listeners, You know what I'm saying? The Slackest Talk Village Corporation. It was a landslide, man. You know, I was surprised. You know what I'm saying? It was a landslide. You know, 90% of y'all, you know, voted for Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, very deservingly, you know what I'm saying? She came in, she changed the game. She did a lot for the culture, man, a lot for the culture. You know, she was on fire. I'm talking about albums going diamond and everything else, man. This everything is Whitney Houston. Like, she just took over a whole era, you know what I'm saying? Like legendary. And, you know, like I said, Mariah, you say the same as well. You say the same thing about Janet having to deal with the pressure, you know, going after her brother, Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Chaka Khan, one of the most sampled female artists in the game. A lot of people, you know, remake her music, and she can't stand it. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all that want entertainment, man, find some interviews of Chaka Khan, you know, when somebody asks her about, you know, how she feel about people redoing her songs, man. Very entertaining stuff, man. You got to check that out. But most of y'all voted Whitney Houston. And for me, I like all four. I love all four. You know what I'm saying? I love all four, man. You know, Chaka Khan is a little bit before my time. I come to find out about her later. And, you know, find out all her, you know, songs were sampled and stuff like that. Some of the songs we hear today are from her music. You know what I'm saying? Iconic. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. And I'm going to go against, you know, against the village on this one. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with the person I'm most familiar with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, like, I'm familiar with all of them, but I guess the one that I was, out of the four, I was more attached to her and her music, if that makes sense. And I'm talking about none other than Janet Jackson. You know? Now, I chose Janet, you know, of course, first, because, you know, I love her music. I love her songs and stuff like that. Multi-talented, double up as an actor. Still acting, you know, still doing her thing as well. I'll go for her. I vote for her because there was a tremendous amount of pressure that was on her. You know, being the sister of Michael Jackson, you know, how do you follow that up? You know, Michael Jackson is considered the greatest artist of all time, regardless of genre, regardless of era. I mean, excluding nothing. Like, he's just regarded as the greatest of all time. For her to be, you know, shadowed by that, she was able to overcome that, man, and became a legend in her own right. You know what I'm saying? Her too, like, albums reaching diamond status and setting and breaking all types of records. You know, signing record-breaking record deals and everything else. And, you know, she just created her own lane. You know, she started off as being Michael Jackson's little sister, and later on became Miss Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, legendary status in her own right. You know, I appreciate what she did for the culture. I love her acting skills too, man. Her acting is, I feel like, is underrated. You know what I mean? She keeps getting better and better in all her movies and stuff like that. You know, I love it. She kept up the Jackson family name. You know, she continued to do her thing after the loss of her brother. And I'm going to go Janet Jackson on this one, man. You know, I'm going to go with Janet on this one. Now, earlier today, as usual, you know, I dropped another classic film. Throwback Thursday, Slackest Talk classic films on y'all. I hope y'all, actually, if y'all haven't seen it, or if you haven't seen this movie, these movies in a while, man, I hope y'all go and check them out, man. Like, these movies that I give y'all are really classic. I feel like, you know, contributed to the culture. These are, like, universally, like, praised. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to find almost nobody that say they didn't like the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving you straight up classics. Not just movies that I like, but classics, man. You know what I mean? Movies that I never heard of somebody saying that they don't like. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving you nothing but the best. So I hope y'all do check out these movies. This week, I'm giving you yet another Ice Cube movie. You know what I'm saying? And this one, he played in it, but he also like produced and directed it. And in many ways, I think this is the movie that kind of like propelled him and made the world look at him as a director. Like not just an actor, but also a director and a producer. You know what I'm saying? I think when this came out, that's when he really started to like, okay, like get his respect as far as like a film producer. And I'm talking about none other than The Players Club. Now, Players Club is, the movie is star-studded. We have, like I mentioned, we have Ice Cube, but we have Jamie Foxx, you know, who's a legend in the film industry. We have the late, great Bernie Mac, you know, legendary comedian, also a legendary actor. And definitely, a lot of people don't know, first off, a lot of people don't know, Terrence Howard was also in this movie too. Like, low-key, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people probably don't remember that. But yeah, Terrence Howard was in it. But this movie was known as the breakout for none other than Lisa Ray. Like, this movie put her on the map. Yeah, she played, you know, she played a stripper. But man, you know, everybody was like, who was that? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody. And I didn't do the research. I'm not sure if that was her first movie. I'm not exactly sure. I have to go back and check on that. If y'all do, if anybody know, you know what I mean? Hit me up in the comments or email me. I would love to know the answer to that off top. You know what I'm saying? But this was her breakout, man. This is the movie that made her a star. After she played in this, like, she was everywhere. She was everywhere. And then later on, you know, which at least I didn't know at the time, she's also the Brat's older sister. You know what I'm saying? The Brat. You know what I mean? So Deaf. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people at the time didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people still don't know that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we find out that was her sister. And you know, that was just a breakout. But good movie. You know what I'm saying? Well written. You know what I'm saying? I think it's one of Ice Cube's, you know, best work. This movie came out in like about 1998. You know what I'm saying? Like definitely late 90s. So it was in that era where, you know, like a lot of good movies was coming out, man. And this one stood out, you know what I mean? Because it broke out a star. You know what I'm saying? And Lisa Ray McCoy, you know what I'm saying? It broke out. Those movies that, any movie that you see and you kind of like see somebody for the first time and they go on to become like legends and stars and stuff like that, or well-known people, 9 times out of 10, you could probably say that movie is a classic. You know what I'm saying? And that's my classic film, Throwback Thursday of the week. The Players Club, written, produced, and directed by Ice Cube. Go check that out, man. Players Club. Now, you know, we took care of business. Now, you know, I have a very, like, important episode this week. You know what I'm saying? We're tackling a very serious and important topic. What does it really mean to, like, lose a loved one? You know, what does it mean? What can you do, like, moving forward? What is the correct way to handle it? Especially when, you know, we lose somebody that has, like, that had, like, a great impact on almost everybody in the family. You know what I'm saying? When you lose somebody that was loved by everybody. You know, when you lose somebody that was close to everybody. And I wanted to, like, chop it up with y'all on this episode. This episode was sponsored by, and it came about because this past week, you know, my kids, you know, my son and my daughter, they lost their great-grandmother, you know, and she was a legend, man. You know what I mean? A legend in the family. And one of the things that I'm most proud of when it comes to my kids is, I say it again, you know, we all want our kids to be better than us. You know what I'm saying? That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal at the end of the day. And I'm real proud and excited about things that they get to experience that I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never knew, unfortunately, you know, I never would understand how it feels to have a grandparent. You know, a grandmother or grandfather. I never had that experience. You know, my mom's, she was 41 years older than me. My father's 43. You know, technically, they were old enough to be my grandparents themselves, you know, so I never got a chance to meet, you know, my grandparents, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all that, you know how it is, you know, that the grandparents, they spoil the kids, you know, they feel like, you know, they one up in the parent and stuff like that. I never got that, you know what I'm saying? But my kids did, and I was proud of that, you know what I'm saying? I was proud of that. And they experienced, you know, having a grandmother. They experienced having the great-grandmother. And same thing I just talked, like, impact, you know, being able to talk to them, you know, being there for them, making sure, you know, sharing their wisdom, making sure they have what they need, you know what I'm saying? Making sure the parents are doing their job, you know what I mean, as they're supposed to. And things like that. But Grandma Helen was a great person, man. A great singer, by the way. Like, a great singer. We're talking about when you talk about somebody that has a passion for singing, look no further, man. Like, look no further. Like, she was the most passionate singer that I know. You know, she would go to church and throw on a full-fledged concert, you know, multiple songs, be the first one willing to stand up and sing. She has, you know, several recordings. You know, she was based out of the West Virginia area, you know, a small town, like mostly everybody knows everybody. It gets real cold out there too, man, you know. But this overall, like, great person, you know, and what I appreciate the most is she was one of those people that told it like it was. I always appreciated that. I appreciate people like that. Like, she's going to give you the 100,000% brutal, honest truth, regardless of what it is, man. And you need that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need people that's this around you, that's this, go agree with everything you do. Everything you say, everything you want to do, you need people that's going to be brutal with you. You know what I'm saying? That will make you a better person at the end of the day. Even though, like, maybe sometimes we don't like it or whatever, but it helps. You know what I'm saying? You know the real. You can always expect the real from them. And that's, you get no better than that. Now, as far as, like, the question of the day, which is, what do you do when you lose somebody like that? Like, how do you handle it? What do you do moving forward? For me, I think the best thing to do is to keep up the legacy of that person. You want to keep up the legacy of that person, and you want to keep up and uphold the relationship that you had with that person. Now, the relationship part is the most important, because in a situation like this where, you know, she was legendary, she gave 1,000% honesty, you know what she expects from you. You come to know, like, what she expects from you. You know the things that she liked. You know the things that she valued. You kind of know the things that she would want you to do. So it's always going to be hard that that person is no longer here. You know, it's definitely going to be hard. The only thing that can heal that is time. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to forget, but time will heal things, you know. Even though that person might not be physically here with you anymore, please understand that they're watching. You know what I'm saying? They're watching. They're watching. They know what's going on. And the best thing you could do to honor them and to, like, make sure their legacy stays alive is to do the things that you know that made them happy. You understand what I'm saying? You want to keep the relationship that y'all built alive. That part of it should always stay alive. Even though that person is not here, the relationship that y'all built still is. And I think as long as you do that, everything will be all right. Everything will be okay. You know, just to give you an example, and I'm sure I talked about this on, you know, episodes before. You know, I took care of my mother, you know, before she passed. You know, that was my first job. You know, I was my mother's bodyguard. You know, my mother was sick. She was on dialysis and stuff like that. So, you know, she couldn't really get around and things like that. So, you know, I would, you know, watch our surroundings. I would be in charge of, you know, her dialysis medicine, you know, and stuff like that. And there's, like, in general, like, everything that goes on day to day, you know what I'm saying? That was my job. And she passed when I was 11, but I got a chance to learn the lessons that she was teaching me, you know what I'm saying, in that short period of time. And, you know, she taught me, one of the things that she taught me, you know, was my job with her. I now realize that I have to do that same job for my father, you know, because he's 85 years old, you know. So I might not have known it at first, but she was preparing me to be able to, like, take care of my father later on in life. You understand what I'm saying? Like, great people, they teach you things in advance. You know, so some people might look at it, well, like I was a kid, but no, she understood that there was going to be a day that I was going to be an adult. And like, yo, I need to learn this stuff now. You know what I'm saying? Like, great people, they don't wait until it's too late to teach you a lesson. Or they don't wait till the problem gets here. Great people, they teach you lessons in advance, way before you need that information. So when the time comes, yo, you straight. You already got that information already. You already know what to do. That's what great people do. Now, even though, you know, I was only able to be here with her for 11 years before she passed, I took all of the experience and all the lessons that she gave me, and we had a relationship. And I keep that relationship alive by teaching the things that she taught me to my kids. You understand what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, I didn't want for nothing, man. You know, I wanted a video game. She gave me the money for the video game. You know what I'm saying? So I bought my son video games. You know what I'm saying? You know, I sit there and watch him play from time to time. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I'm involved and stuff like that. That's how you keep it alive. Now, it bothers me, and I think about it from time to time that, you know, she wasn't able to actually see my kids, but I like to think of it, you know, that being I'm doing the things that she taught, she's there, you know, she sees that. She see everything. She see what's going on. You know what I mean? And she is a part of it anyway. And that's what, like, keeps me going. That's what makes me, that's what helps me cope with it. You know? Like, that aspect of it. Now, the same thing has to happen with the loss of a great person like Grandma Helen. You know, if she had, if you had the relationship where, you know, she joked with you and, you know, y'all had fun, do that same thing. You know, give somebody else that same energy. Let her see that, you know, you're keeping her legacy and her foundation alive. You know? Now, we as people, we have different relationships with different people. And that's the way it should be. Because everybody in this world is different. You know, no two people should have the same exact relationship. And I think it's impossible because, you know, no two people are alike. There's going to be something different about you. Y'all might have, you know, a lot in common, but it's going to be something different. It's going to be something different. And whatever your relationship was with her, you know, continue to do that. Continue to keep her in mind. You know, every decision that you make her a part of it. You know, if somebody offered you something, think, you know, would Grandma Helen want me to accept this offer? Or would she want me to do this? Or would she want me to do that? You know what I'm saying? Anything positive, you know, come your way. You know, you thank God. And you thank the people that you lost, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, Grandma Helen, I hope I made you proud. Or, hey, Ma, you know, I hope I made you proud. I did this or I did that. You know, I couldn't have did it without you. Include them in it, you know? Include them in it. You know what I'm saying? Because they helped you get there. You know what I'm saying? When anything successful comes your way, just remember who helped you get there. Regardless of whether that person is still here with us or not, they still helped you get there. So they should be included. They get a piece of the pie too. Now you can't do nothing for them physically, but you can spiritually. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people forget that aspect of it. Everything is not physical. You know what I mean? Some things are mental. And you also have spiritual. You know what I'm saying? There's three ways to show love, appreciation, and respect to people. That's physical, it's mental, and it's spiritual. This is the same, you know, this episode, this is the same thing that I shared, you know, with the kids. And, you know, they agree and they understand. You know, as for me, I didn't live in West Virginia, of course. So, you know, I didn't get the chance to see her, you know, every single day or talk to her every day. But even though, you know, I didn't get to see her a lot, she still had an impact. Even though, you know, I didn't see her, she still was aware of, you know, the relationship that I had, you know, with my kids. You know, she was still able to see, you know, how I treat them, the things that I do for them. And, you know, this is a woman who had, I think if I'm not mistaken, you know, 10 kids that she raised on her own. So, when I have a conversation with somebody like that, who, you know, went through the trenches and know what it is to raise kids and stuff like that, when I have a conversation with somebody like that, and they tell me that, you know, I'm a great father, that holds a lot of value. You know what I'm saying? That holds a lot of value. You know, I feel like if someone like her is telling me that, then I must be doing something right. You know, especially like being that, you know, we don't live in the same state. you know, we don't see each other every day and we don't talk to each other every day. And she still saw something in me to sit me down and to make that statement. You know what I'm saying? That holds a lot of value. A lot of value. You know what I mean? That's something that sticks with me. And one way that I'm going to, like, uphold her legacy and our relationship is to continue to do those things that she saw in me. Continue to do those things that she loved about me. Continue to do those things that made our relationship, so to speak. You know, that's how I'm going to cope with it. And interesting, you know, interesting little, you know, side note, you know, her funeral was on my mother's birthday, you know, this past weekend, you know. So, you know, that was very interesting, you know, two great people. And I think in general, the moral of the story is the upholding of the legacy, man, the upholding of the relationship. Just continue to do the things that try to emulate the things that made them great. Try to, you know, take the lessons that they taught, follow it, and share that knowledge with other people. They had a great impact on the world while they was here, and we want to make sure that impact continues to be spread throughout the world. Me, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I keep their legacy alive. I'm going to make sure that I keep the relationships that I have with them alive. And that legacy, that impact, and all that great information that they shared while they was here on the earth, I'm going to go out and make sure that I share that same great information with others so we can continue to make an impact, and so that, you know, maybe one day somebody will look at me in the same light as I looked at my mother and Grandma Helen. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Keep that legacy going, man. Keep that relationship going. We go keep doing what we do, and we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town. Now, find out what's going to happen next.